Among the changes that may await planet Earth in the relatively near future is a reversal of the orientation of its magnetic field, so that the north end of a compass needle would now point to geographic south. The geographic record indicates that many such reversals have occurred in the past, and another flip-flop may be underway. Some scientists proclaim that we are already overdue for one. Intervals between these reversals are quite irregular, ranging from 35 million years to several thousand years. The last known polarity reversal was some 730,000 years ago. During the past 150 years, the Earth's magnetic field has declined in strength by 10%. At this rate, a field reversal could occur in approximately 1,500 years. Even with our present technology, it is difficult at best to predict these events.
In periods of heightened solar activity, such as the times of solar flares, which can increase the sun's radiation tenfold, the sun releases streams of highly energetic particles called solar cosmic rays. These cosmic rays have been linked to the formation of nitrogen oxides, which in turn can cause partial destruction of the Earth's ozone layers. It is the ozone layers that normally prevent harmful ultraviolet rays from reaching the surface.
The Earth's magnetic field originates deep within the planet through complex interactions between its outer core, a thick fluid layer of molten iron alloy, its inner core, solid iron, and its rotation, producing a planetary dynamo. The Earth's magnetic field extends thousands of miles into space, forming a kind of cosmic cloak. The field is typically represented as lines of magnetic force that loop out from the physical South Pole and re-enter at the physical North Pole, forming the magnetosphere of the Earth. The magnetosphere is shaped by the pressure of the solar winds and generally maintains an overall bullet shape, blunt on the planet's sunward side, and then streaming out behind, forming the magnetotail.